Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, 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 look. This the Queen Quimo podcast. Better get in tune when she broadcasts. Small feet. Better pay attention when she broadcasts. All facts. Might learn something with your dog ass. Get yourself checked on a Sunday. Just might get you right on a Monday. Aim high. Why? You can make it big someday. Cause when I say aim, I ain't talking about the gunplay. Even though we straight from the hood with it. Any topic we could talk was good with it. Yeah. Midwest, we putting on. You an artist in your song. Think your track hot, we gon' see when she put it on. They either gon' vibe or they gon' leave when she put it on. That's G, get to know about Queen. No subject, look, she just might open up. Not play this and freestyle when she open up. No play thing on the low, she be going nuts. Got the city going up. This the type of show you listen to when you're rolling up or chilling at the crib with your fam and y'all pulling up. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. Get some knowledge and a laugh on this podcast. Queen representing for the people on this podcast. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. It's the Queen Quimo podcast. Look, get your ass up. Nigga. Fat.
Hello, everybody. Today is July the 5th, 2020, and you're now listening to the Queen Quimo podcast. Shalom, salutations, assalamu alaikum, all of that good shit. Currently, man, I'm sitting in my fucking car, just ate some goddamn nasty ass KFC, but I ain't gonna lie, shit was smacking a little bit, you know what I'm saying? I'm hungover. Last night, I went to a friend of mine's birthday party. Shout out to little baby Jayla. You know, happy birthday to Jayla. And so I was over there kicking it with the kids. They threw a birthday party for the kids. And, you know, quite love the kids. I had a good time playing cards, drinking, you know, doing my regular nigga shit that I like to do. So, yeah, now I'm fucked up, though, because my ass decides to drink Douce and Patron at the same time. So, you know, I'm trying to recover. So I just ate me some damn chicken tenders and, you know, some mashed potatoes and gravies, hot sauce, shit like that. So, as I'm doing my recovery on the couch this morning, I had just got out the shower, you know, trying to wake myself up because I got a whole lot of stuff to do. I got to get everybody their orders. I got to make orders so I won't run out for, you know, the rest of the week. I mean, make products so I won't run out for the rest of the week. And I see this post on Facebook. I see this post, and I'm going to read it to y'all because, yeah, it's beyond me. I want to talk about this post. Let me go to it. Let me find it. Hold on. Hold on. Where is it? Where is the post? I know I got it on my page somewhere. I shared. My bad, somebody called me, but I found it. So the post says, y'all learned how to fix credit. Started charging instead of teaching. Y'all learned how to about a SBA loan. Started charging instead of teaching. Then wonder why Chase only gave 2.5% of the loans to black people. We barely want to invest in each other without charging everything. I'm not saying don't get paid. I'm saying it's more power in numbers when we uplift each other. If we do a credit repair, make sure you help them. If you do credit repair, make sure you help them get good credit. Give 20 free credit repairs to single parents. Then teach how they should buy back the block. Those charging the SBA loan, stop it. Give free info. Give back to your own people before you go asking for reparations from others. Share the knowledge with your people. Thought it was a beautiful post, but I'm gonna be real with you. It's a bunch of fucking bullshit. Now, I went and tried to go live, but for some reason, apparently, fucking Facebook keeps censoring what I say on my live videos. You know, anytime I start talking shit like this on my live, I'm miraculously, my mic stops working on Facebook Live, or I get put in fucking Facebook jail. So, like right now, I'm in Facebook jail. I tried to go live and talk about this video because I want to have an engagement discussion with the members of the Black community and those of my community. So I tried to go live so I could talk about this. I really wanted to talk about this. I don't know what's going on with my recording even right now. But anyways, so when I tried to go live, I couldn't go live. I finally had to jump on my computer, do a live video from my computer. And now all of a sudden, miraculously, I'm in Facebook jail. But anyways, that's neither here nor there. This ain't about me. I want to talk about the things mentioned in this young lady's post. So here's the thing. Personally, I do agree that we should have free mentorship programs, free workshops, free classes, free credit repair, free loan application classes. You know, I do believe that we should teach others how to do grants. I do believe we should show others how to do a budget. I do believe in giving free classes, but I'm going to be fucking real. The problem is not that we need to get fucking free classes. The problem is our people don't take free information serious. And I'm just being fucking real. Now, is this meaning that I'm going to stop giving free information? No. I get free game all the time on my podcast. I get free game every time I go to barbecues and sit down and talk with people. I'm going to constantly get free game. So don't think this is a shot at me not being with giving free information. I'm totally fucking with it. However, I'm not with people getting free information and not using it. I'm not with people getting free products and not using them, or not writing reviews and helping the entrepreneurs who are trying to make their business grow. I'm not with people getting all of this free shit out here, all this free money, and not doing nothing to fuck with it. I'm not with it. So the problem is not just constantly giving people free things. I think the problem is we need to be more disciplined. And that's where people are charging for their services, because other than that, you've wasted time. You've wasted fucking time. So I'm gonna be real. So like I said on my video, how many times have somebody gave you a free course, gave you some free information, gave you some free products, gave you a free lesson, gave you anything free, and you have not used that shit? How many times has that fucking happened? I know I could count on my hands how many times I've even done. I can't count how many times I've done that shit myself. I've even done it. So the problem is not just people need to start giving free classes. No, people need fucking discipline. And that's the bottom fucking line. So for example, how many people out here listening to me right now got unemployment, got the 10K, got the stimulus check, got income tax check, got money still from working from a job, got all of this money, right? You got all of this fucking money. How many people got all of that money and didn't invest one dime into entrepreneurship, or one dime into stocks, or one dime into doing something that they could see themselves like being better from, or paid off some debts, paid off some credit? How many people done that with all of the money that they receive, all of this free money that we've got during this COVID-19 crisis? How many people took that free money and created an opportunity for themselves? How many people, and don't say, oh, well, didn't nobody teach me that? No, no, no. How many people on the internet was given free courses, free classes, going live, putting people on free game? There's a lot of people out there doing it in the community. There's a lot of people giving free game, free knowledge. We got YouTube. We YouTube shit all the fucking time. We get on that motherfucking YouTube and look up the stupidest shit. How do I roll 55 blunts and stick them together? Stupid shit. And I ain't throwing no shade. I'm just using an example. I don't know if anybody looking that shit up. I'm just using an example. How many times do we have the knowledge right in front of us and we do not take the shit for granted? I mean, we take the shit for granted. How many times have we had the fucking money and we take the shit for granted? So the problem is not us needing more money, needing more classes, needing more opportunity, because we're getting those things now. Now it's a bigger issue. How do we get the mindset? How do we become disciplined? How do we How do we learn to appreciate more things, the simpler things in life? Why should we want more? So the real thing that we need to be teaching individuals in the community and teaching ourselves and working for constantly is becoming more disciplined and gaining more knowledge of self. When you know who you are, when you know where you come from, when you know that your ancestors and your people before you done some of this shit that you're doing, that you know they come from a great nation of people, when you know that God created you first, that God created you to be unique, is a beautiful flower. When you learn things about yourself like that, it gives you the hope. It gives you the mindset. It gives you the discipline. I think that we need to really work on being at a healthy mental state and being more disciplined so that we can appreciate and take full advantage, you know, of the opportunities that we have in front of us, of the money that we get, all of this free money. We can take full advantage of the opportunities, the money, the classes, and the resources that we have in front of us. Because you could give a motherfucker right now, you could give somebody right now 50 grand. But if they are not in a good mind space, if they are not mentally capable, if they don't have any discipline, then they're going to be broke to fucking tomorrow. So it's just not, oh, build your credit. Teach them why credit is important. Teach them why credit is important. Teach them why you should have more discipline and care when you go out through the world. That is something that our fucking generation and that the world is lacking. There's no discipline. Everything is about being free. Everything is about free will. Oh, everything is about freedom. But the real freedom is freeing your fucking mind out of shackles. Freeing yourself of fucking insecurities. Freeing yourself of other people's judgment. Freeing yourself of believing that if somebody with authority is telling you something, that they're trying to restrict you. No, they're trying to discipline you and mold you into being a better you. You need discipline. The Bible and all of the religious books teaches you that you need discipline. Yoga teaches you that you need discipline. Dieting teaches you that you need discipline. Exercising teaches you that you need discipline. So fuck all of this. Give people free money. Give people free this, free that, free that. I'm all with it. Don't get me wrong. I'm with it. Because I give free shit all the time and I enjoy it. I love doing it. But I don't enjoy giving people all of these resources, all of these connections, and not helping them get to a mental place where they can take advantage of those things and not take those for granted. And that's something that we all individually have to work on. Our mental space, our dedication, our motivating factors. What are your motivating factors? Why do you, like we tell people be saying, oh, get into business, get into business, get into business, be an entrepreneur, be an entrepreneur. That's cool. That's fine and dandy. We do need entrepreneurs. We do. We need business owners. We absolutely fucking need them. We need them all. We need more black businesses. We need more black entrepreneurs. We need them. But everybody is not cut like that. Everybody don't have that fucking mindset and everybody don't have that mind frame. So instead of just telling people that they should do something that's not for them, allow them to do things that are for them and help them to be successful by creating discipline. We need discipline. We need structure. So the free classes need to be also things of that nature. Free therapy. We definitely need that. We need free therapy. We need free books. That'll get you to a place. That's what changed my life. It wasn't somebody giving me money changing my life. What changed my life and changed my mindset? Shit, betrayal. People leaving me hanging, turning their back on me. And I used to be all bent up like, oh, why they ain't helping me? Why this person ain't doing this? Why they leave me? And really, that shit had to happen because I needed to learn how to stand on myself and create boundaries. If that shit would have never happened, if different things wouldn't have happened to me in my life, I would not be able to create boundaries. Boundaries are fucking important. Teaching our people to have boundaries. Teaching our people how to be healthy with each other so we can create healthy relationships and healthy friendships and healthy families. Those are the fucking things that we really, really, really lacking in the world. And that's why we cannot rise up, because we have not been taught that. How to be a structured family. How to be a well-rounded individual. How to process your emotions. How to get through your pain and cope through your pain. How to heal and explaining to people that healing is not no, oh, you feel good as soon as you do it. No, it's levels to that shit, and it's different layers of pain. Sometimes you sicker than what the fuck you was healing before you even like got hurt in the, before you decided to heal. You feel sicker when you heal sometimes because of all of the toxic bullshit that we got in our life. Healing is not no quick process and it just feels good when you do it. But teaching that, yes, healing is going to hurt you, but you're going to be better after you heal. And even after you heal, you still have to be aware of different toxic things that enter your body and doing your detoxing and cleansing. You know, healing is what our people need. And a step to healing is financially. We do need finances. We do need education. We do need resources. But we lack discipline. We lack fucking love. Not that selfish love, you loving me because I'm doing something for you and I'm stimulating you and all of this other bullshit, but like real fucking love. And a lot of people don't know what that is. A lot of people don't understand what it's like to love somebody that's not even showing you no love in return. You know, love is discipline. You cannot even love someone properly if you don't have discipline. And that's the stuff that we got to talk about that's going to help everybody get to a place where, okay, now we are the majority. And so I tell people, I do believe, like I said, I believe in free classes. I believe in free worksheets. I do believe that low-income families should get those resources first. Children should get those resources first. Teenagers should get those resources first. Because teenagers, children, they're not corrupted yet by the fucking system and crippled by the system like an adult is. And even though it's never too late to change, it's never too late to give up, it's not. It's definitely not. I will never give up on my black people, my black men, my black women. I will never give up on us. I believe in us. But we got to really, really, really watch how we treat the youth and make sure they got what they need, because they're the ones who going to fix this shit. The generation after us. Each generation. That's what's breaking generational curses. Pass it on. So I know what I say, I don't have all of the answers. I'm 30 years old. I'm still fucking broke. I'm still struggling. I'm still stuck into a lot of this oppressed ass bullshit that was just put up on us. I'm in it with y'all. I don't have all of the answers, but I do sit down and I observe. And one thing I have is hope. And what gave me hope was when I started acquiring knowledge of who I am, where I come from, and who my people are. That's the first step. It's giving a proper education of who we are and where we once was. Creating an identity. Well, you won't have an identity struggle and being an identity crisis. Understanding your identity and being proud of it. Not forsaking it. Not forsaking it. Not sugarcoating the truth with people because it hurts feelings. Tell the truth. You know, if you can't be around people you can't be honest with, that's a huge fucking problem. Everybody want raw, everybody want real until they get that shit and it hurts feelings. And it was shit like that that I fucking needed. I needed to hear the truth and it hurt me. But it helped heal me. And that's what I'm talking about. And I'm still not done healing, so don't misquote what I'm saying. I'm still healing every day. But I got to a level where I can say different ailments that I had started healing because of the truth that I started receiving. And it hurt me. Thinking that people love you when they really don't. I don't give a fuck. Like I said, love is discipline. There's different definitions of love. Love is definitely not fucking selfish. And sometimes that tough love, I need it. I need it. And now I give it. I give different versions of love as much as I possibly can, because that's what's going to fix this. Love and discipline. Love and discipline. So I think we're lacking that so much. We're lacking that so much. We forget that we all human, and that's what we all want. We all want to be loved. We all want to be respected. We all want to feel accepted. We don't like rejection. Rejection makes you become rebellious. So I think, you know, those classes are much hold much more value. I personally, this is just my opinion, I personally do believe that we got to get back to a healthy mental state, and we're not there yet mentally. We're rising. Higher numbers all over the world. We rising. But we have to get to a good mental space and become more disciplined for what's here. Because it's not coming, bitch. It's here. Excuse me. Ate all that hot shit. But yes. That's all I got to say about that, you know. I don't have all of the answers. I don't have all of the answers. But that's just how I feel about that. That's how I feel about that. You know, everybody like, oh, give it to it for free. Everybody wants something for free. Shit. I never seen people take things that were free and really use them the way they're supposed to. You know? So those type of classes, yeah, we do need them. I do agree. I do believe we should have free classes. We shouldn't be so tight-fisted. I also believe that people who have credit repair programs and any type of educational field like that of our community should not be overcharging people for that type of information. You should not be overcharging people for entry basic level of helping them clean up their credit. You should not be overcharging for that type of shit. There should be a fee, because paying money starts creating a form of discipline, because a person now knows that they have to pay this money in order to receive the information, and they don't want to waste their money. They don't want to waste their money. So that's a step towards being disciplined. That's a step. But, you know, I ain't got the answer, Sway. I know I ain't got the answer, Sway. But one thing I'm not gonna do is be around a bunch of complainers and be part of the complainers without trying to put forth a solution. Let's just stop talking about what the fuck we... Why this happening to me? Bitch, what we gonna do about it? If you don't wanna do nothing about it, then stop talking. Do something about it. It's okay to talk, but do something about it. And don't get stuck on the problem. Start creating a solution. But I'm done talking.